We're going to pray in a moment according to Ephesians 6:18 for our minister. 6:18 and 19, if you want to look in your Bible. If you want, we're going to pray. I'm going to get you to pray with me. Because you can open your Bible, 6:18, Ephesians 6:18. We're going to pray along that line.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because it's very crucial and very, for lack of a better word, critical that our eyes be open today.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
that our ears be open, and that our hearts be open to understand, and that the Holy Spirit will open the scriptures for us.
Yes, sir.
You heard what I said?
Yes, sir.
And you may want to get this in note. There's a rim. The rim, see. Not just going to church, you have to get out the natural rim.
Right.
Into the rim of the spirit. So there's a rim. And in that rim is revelation.
Right.
All right, now, that revelation turning into a certain type of word, which is personal for your situation, which is called a rhema.
Yes,
a rhema word. You got the written word, but a rhema word is a word that come alive to you for your given situation, for your life. And then in the aspect of having that rhema word, there must be rain on it. Rain is a representation of the Holy Spirit anointing what is said. And then you have the divine right to receive that and live a supernatural life. Not only can you receive it, but you have the ability to release it. It become a part of you. You understand? So in praying this morning, we want to invoke the ideal of you seeing what the Spirit's saying, hearing what he's saying. Are you following me?
Yes,
understanding what he's saying.
Right. Yes,
because life is not a struggle.
Right. Right.
You go through some things, but it's not a struggle.
Yes,
and if you learn how to hear what God is saying, he always will give divine direction. What I say? How many of y'all need divine direction? I do. And he always is. So we'll pray along that line. You see, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. So some people around you will be praying in tongue in a few moments. We're going to pray a while because I want your spirits to be open. I want you to step off into that other realm. I'm preaching revelation knowledge. I'm preaching for much prayer. Okay? And we don't want. You'll never live another waste day in your life. You hear what I say? What I say? You'll never live another waste day in your life. All your day is going to be effective from this day forward. You receive that? Now, let me explain rhema again. Rhema is a live word that has been breathed on by the Holy Spirit to show you divine pathways to walk in. And you can't be stopped. Possibilities become a truth to you. No matter what you're up against.
Yes, sir.
You want to hear from God? That man ain't come all the way from Texas just to hear me. He want to hear from God. That family didn't come from Prairieville just to be here with y'all. They come to hear from God. You can't hear from God if your ears are not open. Lord, open our understanding. My goodness. Lift your hand. Begin to pray according to that scripture. Lord, every heart, every mind, every situation is dealt with here this morning. We come on one accord. We come as a people of yours. We ask you to give us divine direction. Every person, my brother from Texas, my family from Prairieville, every person in this room, They're here for a reason. Open our eyes, open our ears, open the scriptures, open our understanding, Holy Spirit. We honor you as the teacher and the guide and the leader. Open my mouth that I may speak boldly the oracles of God, that men may hear their answer, their direction, become blessed, understand that you're a stronghold in the time of trouble. And we thank you this morning that you impregnate this place with your presence. Impregnate this house with your presence. That the joy of the Lord and the peace of the Lord will rise in every heart, every individual. We give you the glory, we give you the praise. Precious Holy Spirit, move down every row. Stop at every seat. Address every question. Bless every family. Give us divine understanding this morning. That we know how to flow with the Holy Ghost. Heal bodies permanently this morning. Ooh. Give us long life, satisfied life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. We talked about last Sunday an aspect of dominion. Dominion, dominating, ruling, reigning because you're a Christian. Because it's been applied to your life, you just got to know how to do it. Dominion enables you not to live by other men's opinion of you. You live in a dominated state. There's a scripture in Romans 6 where it says, sin will have no dominion over me. Right. And when you talk about that, it brings us to the message that we've been dealing with the last 12 or 13 hours. And it sounds like an awkward thing to the church, but it's so blessed if you understand what it means. The word sanctification. There's another word that goes along with that, that draw you closer to God. You understand God better. God can talk to you more clearer. The spirit of holiness. Another aspect of it is consecration. Now, sanctification, let me give you a definition before we go to the scripture. Let me give you a definition of sanctification that the Holy Ghost gave to me while I was praying in tongues. Sanctification means is being set apart on purpose in the name of Jesus by the word of God and by the spirit of God to glorify God in your spirit, soul, and body. I'm going to go over that again. It's very important. See, sanctification mean you're set apart. You're Christian and you're set apart and you have the right and the power to live a divine life. A life free of defeat. Triumphant. Victorious. Are you hearing me? Now let me give you the definition again because the Holy Ghost, you're not going to find this in no book. Sanctification is being set apart on purpose in the name of Jesus, by the word of God, and by the spirit of God. Now, here's why. To glorify God in your spirit, soul, and body. Now, I'm going to take it to a powerful voice, but I have to explain it before I go to it because it's so powerful, you're going to have be in the realm of the Spirit to understand it. It boiled down to John 15:3. That's a verse, living clean. It has seemed like the church have come to a point of excuses that we can't live clean. All right? And you got to just keep on sinning. Keep on asking God to forgive you. No, there's a point you can grow, that you can live. Not that you're going to be sin free, but you're going to be walking in holiness. Now, what difference does it make? I'll tell you what difference it makes. You walk closer to God. And your prayers of a righteous man avail as much, make tremendous power available. You walk in your righteousness, you walk in holiness, and you walk in the spirit of holiness. Now, here's what we've been interrupted here in the church, of a wrong teaching on grace. Grace, there's a grace teaching that you can do anything and just go ahead and do it. God's going to take care of you. But there are consequences in sin.
Yes, it is.
And Satan knows. That's why he tried to trick you and give you a teaching where you don't try to live right. See, that wrong teaching of grace, well, yes, you do anything, God just forgive you. It has no ideal about sanctification. No ideal about the spirit of holiness. And then you get in sanctification properly, you pray, God answers you before you finish.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians chapter 6. You was a liar. You were. Or you had the pretensions of being an adulterer and a fornicator before you got saved. And see, if you don't know what I'm about to show you now, you could be in the church still doing that stuff. But you were that. You're not that anymore. That's for lost people that have no God, that have no Holy Spirit, that have no leadership, that have no divine intention. This verse will clear it up because it talks about all those weaknesses that the flesh has, but it brings us to a place of triumph. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Look at this verse. Let's look at the ninth verse. 1 Corinthians 6:9. It tells you where you were before you got saved. And you still stay there a little while you're corner. But when you're properly instructed, you shift. And as the scripture says in Romans 6, sin no longer have dominion over you. Say it. Sin no longer have dominion over me. Why? Because you got the greater one living on the inside of you. Are you following me? Now, notice here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous should not inherit the kingdom of God? That's a question. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, that's people who are having sex and not married, nor idolaters, you know, looking at, nor adulterers, nor infamy, that's homosexual, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, no thieves, no covetous, no drunkards, no revilers, my God, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now, I'm really going to verse 11 as we talk about sanctification. This has happened. If you're a Christian, this has happened to you. And such were some of you. So what? I mean, past tense, right? Such were some of you, but ye are what? What? God dug it. Wash. Now, this is a divine washing. This is a supernatural washing. Wash. In plain everyday vernacular, wash means clean if you wash it right. Huh? Wash, you'll wash. Then they say it next. What do we say next? But ye are what? Y'all don't be scared to say it. Say it. Sanctified. But ye are, set apart. But ye are what?
Justified.
Justified. Three things.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, can he hold you? And on the boot of that, and by the Spirit of God. So you have the Word of God, you have the name of Jesus, and you have the Holy Spirit that sets you apart, watch me, for God. I'm an instrument. I'm a carrier. I'm a vehicle of the kingdom of God. You heard that? I'm an instrument. I am a carrier. I am a vehicle of the kingdom of God. Not by my own power, but I have the word. I have the name. Good God Almighty. And I have the Spirit of God. Now, here's where we fail to see in the church sanctification. Because sanctification is threefold. Get ready. Sanctification is threefold. That number one, positional sanctification. Positional. You become sanctified in your spirit. Notice I say that for a reason. Because your soul and body, they are not sanctified. But in your spirit, when you become a child of God, you are positionally sanctified. Now, what we're dealing with, secondly, because our soul and body are not sanctified, we have to sanctify them. So the second one is progressive sanctification. In this life, we're in a process of progressive sanctification, getting closer and closer to God by studying the Word of God, yielding to revelation, being preached to and taught properly. Progressive sanctification. Then finally, in eternity, you're going to have permanent sanctification. So now, you see, now we're dealing with progressive sanctification. That's why the Bible tells us that we have to, Romans 12, 1 through 3, present our body, present our mind, stay in faith. Then 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 tells us again how it goes. Spirit, soul, and body being preserved blameless. You see? So we present our whole being to God. Now the church at large, because of religion, just give God Sunday. And they don't fully give him that. Because they don't know no better. They don't know. See, you have to know how important it is to walk close to God. And so you got those three? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Because, now here's here, this is going to help you. Because of not understanding progressive sanctification. Say progressive sanctification.
Progressive.
Other words, progressively setting your soul and your body in line with God. Because, now watch now, because of not understanding progressive sanctification, there is a dissatisfaction, emptiness, disturbance, conflict, sorrow, and restlessness. I'm having a ball every day, no matter what happened. I might lose it for a moment. You know what I'm saying? Things shake you up. I might lose it for a moment, but I'm coming back to my spiritual senses that God got this. See, and you must understand that that's a powerful thing to be walking with God in sanctification. Now, this grace teaching that is improper stops progressive sanctification, consecration, and block the spirit of holiness. At least what I'm about to say now. Which, if was not blocked, would position one for another level of blessing. Look at Isaiah 1:19. if you're willing.
Yes, sir.
And obedience.
Yes, sir.
What happened?
Yes, sir.
Anybody ever want to eat the bad of the land? No, man. No. Now, at the cross, grace, here's what the Holy Ghost said to me. Grace is not abstract. It is a power was released at the cross. You know, grace is not a piece of toilet paper or tissue. Grace is strong because it's what Jesus released on our behalf to give us power to live. Can I get amen on that?
Amen.
Loud amen, like my old teacher said. My teacher, Father, a certain God, he said, give me a loud amen.
Amen.
Titus chapter 2. The book of Titus. Just a moment here. Let me give you what I'm working with. Write this down. Engage in the power of the Holy Ghost for fulfillment of progressive sanctification. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna say it again. You listen. Engage in the power of the Holy Ghost for fulfillment of progressive getting closer and closer and closer to God in my soul and body. You're in Titus chapter 2. Verse 11. You there?
Yes, sir.
Titus 2 and 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. Everybody can get saved. But look what that grace does. Look at it in the next verse. Look at it. Look at it. These excuses are being made. No, grace teaching us that what? Denying ungodliness. Look at me. You have the power. On the inside of you, you're looking to deny ungodliness. You got the right to tell Satan, hell no. I work for heaven, not you. You have the greater one living on the inside of you to put you over in every attack that comes in your life. Look at somebody next to you and tell them you're a powerful being if you're a child of God. And tell them I want you to start using it. Not one born again believer in this house, or listen to me, weak. You're just deceived. You're not weak. You can't be weak with Christ living on the inside of you, with the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you. And the kingdom of God is within you. You're not weak. Tell somebody next to you,
you're not weak.
Tell them, stop acting like you're weak. Teach us to deny ungodliness. You got to deny. You got to say no. And worldly lusts. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly when we get to heaven. Oh, I'm going to live right when I get to heaven. No, it said in this present world. Right now.
Right now.
Right Now, Second Thessalonians. Now, I'm about to show you something now.
Yes, sir.
See. Second Thessalonians. Chapter 2, verse 7. Yes, sir. Yep. I'm not trying to make you feel nothing.
Right.
You tell me I don't feel nothing. I ain't trying to make you feel nothing. He said, a man spoke the other day. He said, what we call soul food is slave food. What you were taught to eat to kill yourself. Second Thessalonians 2:7. Where'd that come from? Out of my mouth? For the mystery of iniquity. Sin is a mystery. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now let his will let until he take it out of the way. He be taken out of the way. The mystery of iniquity, the mystery of sin cannot be handled. Let me give you a statement. I'm going to take you to another verse that's going to help us along with this. The mystery of godliness has to handle the mystery of iniquity by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. You cannot handle the mystery of sin or iniquity, just talking about I'm going to do right. You have to know the mystery of godliness. The mystery of godliness is the only, 1 Timothy, is the only answer to the mystery of iniquity. 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy. Hallelujah. Chapter 3, verse 15. How are you living for God? How are you representing God in your everyday life? How you do when you got your jeans on? You know, how you handle? How you handle God? You have delight. See, here, look with me. Look with me for a moment. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You are designed to live a redeemed life. You are the light of the world. When people see you, they ought to see Jesus. You got the power to live clean, holy, sanctified, set apart. I'm not going to do that. How is your behavior? How do you behave on Tuesday? How do you behave when they rub you wrong on the job? How you behave when your husband do something stupid or your wife do something stupid? You know we all do something stupid every now and then. Yeah, you in the back room packing your clothes. One stupid thing, you packing your clothes. I tell off on Audrey Price. Wilbur was a sinner. He got caught out there and stayed out all night. First time in his life, said he'd been married many, many years. And they called me. And Audrey said, no, he's got to go. I can't put up with this. I said, Lord, give me some wisdom to deal with this woman, because she mad, man. Wilbur got out there. You know, he was a sinner. No, I never told her, but I'm telling this morning because I felt the Holy Ghost to tell it. I just said, no, I ain't putting up with this. Just go. I said, Jesus, I got to just give me some wisdom here now. Now I say, Audrey, what I taught you? I taught you to walk in love and forgiveness. I said, a man, a sinner, what are you going to do? Sinner, sin. He ain't know you're cut out there.
That's right.
She heard her pastor's instruction.
Right.
I don't know how many days later the man was saved.
Amen.
Been in the church ever since. See, what happened a lot of time, why people can't live a sanctified life, they don't have no instructor they listen to. They got hirelings. All your instructions in my mouth. God giving you direction right here and right now. God say, I'm not coming down, I sent Leroy. You better hear what I'm saying, because God is saying something to you right now that can change your life. Now, you can get all cute and all that stuff. We all got the Bible. We all got Revelation. Your instruction, your victory is in my mouth. I'm going to say something this morning that's going to get you out by the Spirit of God. Lady had a dream. She said, the dream, the Lord said, follow instruction from your man of God. Everyone who follows instruction, I watch them. They're living in deliverance. You must find your man of God. You must know who he is. You must know his voice. If you don't have one, you need one. Not to bury you, but to cause you to live long, satisfied, happy, victorious. I ain't got time to be burying no young people. What you talking about young people? 75, 80 years old. I ain't got time to be burying them kind of people. They got to live longer. Bury a 56-year-old man and serve fried chicken at the repast. About to kill somebody else. Fried chicken, sweet potato pie. Just buried a man 56. I'm slipping some things in on y'all. Y'all know that, right? All right, sit down. The undertaker says somebody else gonna be dead real soon. Yeah. This is so powerful. Verse 15. First Timothy 3:15. Oh my God. But if thou tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. Behave. Which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth, of the truth. Now hear how you deal with the mystery of iniquity. And without controversy, great is the mystery of what? Godliness. God was manifested, justified, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentile, believe on in the world, and receive up the glory. It's a mystery, isn't it? But it's my mystery. It belonged to me. Because when he was justified, I was justified. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. So it's a very important aspect of the mystery of godliness to handle the mystery of iniquity is sanctification. Listen. Listen. Sanctification is a catalyst for the fulfillment of a born-again child of God destiny. If you don't live right, you're going to get cut off soon. Early. Yes, sir. Satan know that. Lord, teach me the number of my days that I may apply my heart to wisdom. Psalm 91 promises a long, satisfied life without sickness and disease, without a medicine cabinet full of pills, without a doctor controlling your life. Listen to me. Sanctification is impossible without empowerment. It's impossible. Here's what empowerment means. Authority or power given to someone to do something. You are empowered to live a sanctified life. Especially after I get through preaching to you. Empowerment means this. The process of becoming stronger and more confident, especially in controlling one life and claiming one right. See, when you control your life, you can claim your rights. Ephesians 3:20, look at it. It's an everyday thing in my life. A lot of things I don't even ask for, I just think about it. And because Satan can't raise up no red flag and say, Lord, you can't do this for him because of that. Right. It ain't there. Yeah, right. So I got a clean line, you see. Yeah, right. Yes, that's what I want you to have. Yeah. Yes, sir. On a daily basis. Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you. I just show you Ephesians 3:20, that's for you. Turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Verse 13. Romans 8:13. For if you live after the flesh, come on, let's read. Come on, everybody, let's read. Come on, Romans 8:13, come on, read the first part. Just read the first part. I said the first part. For if you live after the flesh, and that's what I want you to do right now. Who, me? Do that. Yeah, you won't forgive it. You won't forget it. For if you live after the flesh, it says, what? What? Now, that's two ways. You can die to the promises of God, or you can literally give up the ghost. That's what Satan wants. Satan wants you to live a sideways life so he can catch you off base in your soul and your body and wipe you out. I said, get to the next, get to the other part. No, right here. Right here. Let's get to this part. Get to the other part. Ain't no other part. Just the parts right here. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. Now read the rest of it. Through what? Through what?
Spirit.
All right, what? Hallelujah. I heard this and I want to give it to you. It's not a normal man talking here. Every child of God is ordained a mountaintop global citizen. I heard that. I said, what? Every child of God is ordained a mountaintop global citizen. Set on a hill that cannot be hid. A global citizen set up upon high above all nations. You remember that you heard this before? Because righteousness exalts a nation. But sin is a reproof to any people. Now we're talking about a nation. What about an individual? See, righteousness exalts an individual. Puts you in a position that God wants you to represent him. Class, it takes sanctification to go up. Listen to me now. And it takes sanctification to stay up. Listen to this. Samson went up by sanctification, but came down by desecration. He was born in Nazareth. He was separated to God. Look at Judges 13:7, right quick. Judges 13:7. But when he disconnected from God, he crashed. Wonder why you keep crashing. Why you keep running into a crisis that it seems like you can't handle. You disconnect. You spend too much time on something else. On your education. On your television. I see you moving on top today. I see you from this day forward walking in the divine plan of God for your life. I see you having what you want. I see your desires being fulfilled. One right after another one. Listen to me. I hear your life glorifying God. I hear your life glorifying God. Your next 12 steps in life will be plentiful. You heard me? Your next 12 steps, that means different segment. I don't mean step like this. That means the next 12 moves you make will be plentiful. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
My next 12 step going to be plentiful. The next 12 transactions that I go through gonna be plentiful in my favor. Anybody here don't want that? Give it to you. I'll take it.
I'll take it.
I was impressed by the Spirit of God to say that. You got 12 plentiful steps waiting on you. Where Father God gonna make it fall in your favor. Man is not gonna know why you're so blessed, but you'll know why you're blessed, because you just stepped into one of those steps. 12. If you'd had it right, by that time you'll be rich. In houses and land and silver and gold. Good health. Good relationship. That's what sanctification called for. Living the good life. You cannot sing "Let's Get Back to Eden" without sanctification. Ain't no whore's life going to Eden. Ain't no lying life going to Eden. Ain't no wife beater going back to Eden. Ain't no man who don't respect his family going back to Eden. Oh, we got to stop fronting. We got to live this thing. We got to live this thing at the house. We got to talk to each other right. I didn't come here with that. I got that just now. Romans 1:4. I'm about through. Romans 1:4. Yeah, thank you so much. Jesus had dominion over sin because he was declared to be the Son of God, empowered by the Spirit of holiness. I say right now, whether you want it or not, every person under the sound of my voice from this day forward, every transaction in your life going to be empowered by the Spirit of holiness. No one will be able to stop you from this day forward. You're operating in a power that is beyond this world, beyond politics and government. Draw nigh to God. God will draw nigh to you. Clean your hand, you sinners. Jesus had dominion over sin because he was declared to be the Son of God, empowered by the Spirit of holiness. Then Romans 1:4. And declared to be the Son of God with power. And declared to be the Son of God with power. And declared to be the Son of God with power. And declared to be the Son of God with power. With power. With power. According, you see, don't you? According to what? What is that? Why? Why? Now, kusananamasha, I see a revelation. I see a revelation. I just saw a revelation by the Holy Ghost. Hold that and go to Philippians 3:10. If you want to know the power of his resurrection, it's found out by the Spirit of holiness, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. Because look at the end, look at the end of that Pasanolo Basa. Look at the end of verse 4 in Romans 1. It answers Philippians 3:10.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Listening? You listening?
Yes, sir.
Sanctification keep you resurrected. Sanctification keep you operating in resurrected power. I don't believe they got that. The set apart life on purpose keep you functioning in a power that can't be stopped. Sanctification and the spirit of holiness is being divinely connected to resurrection power. So as the enemy couldn't hold Jesus in the grave, no problem, no situation, no circumstance, no opposition will be able to hold you. You rise. Say it, I rise. You cannot fully connect with resurrection power without sanctification. I just found it out. The Holy Ghost teaching me up in here with you. But we done walked upon this thing. Look at Romans 1:4 again. And declared to be the Son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. He rose, I rose. He empowered, I'm empowered. Let me ask you a question. Look at me. What you dealing with? Where are you trying to get?
Right. Yes, sir.
What do you want out of your life?
Right.
See?
Yes, sir.
See? Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I'm giving you an answer now.
Right. Yes, sir.
Oh, you qualify.
Right.
Because you got Jesus on the inside of you.
Right. Yes,
but qualification without sanctification is not going to work.
Right.
You got to walk this sanctified life. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly. Look in Psalm 1. I mean to lay it out. Just lay it out. Open your Bible to Psalm 1. Open your Bible to Psalm 1. This is what a sanctified life consists of. How many of y'all like the best of everything? That's all a sanctified life wants you to have. Blessed is the man. Verse 1, Psalm 1:1. Jesus Christ. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. That's a part of sanctification. No standing in the way of sinners. That's a part of sanctification. No sitting in the seat of scornful. That's a part of sanctification. What happened to him? Go to the next verse. What happened to him then? What's the outcome? But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. What happened to him? What's the next verse? What happened to him? What happened to him? He shall be what? Like a tree, what? Planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. Look at it. His leaf. Woo! You see that, Julie? And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Listen, sons and daughters. I'm not preaching secondhand information. I'm preaching what I've experienced in my life. 43 years ago, I put my head in that Bible and never took it up. When I find out I'm in violation, I rush back, get straight quick. So now, whatsoever I do, it's been proven. It's been proven. I'm not just talking about money, I'm talking about honey. I'm talking about happy. I'm about son, daughters, I'm talking about happy. Bless. You can't find a better example of weakness turn over to God anywhere in the world that you find, yeah, I turned my weak self over to God and God made me strong. That's the secret. Lord, I'm weak. But thou art strong. God said, all right, I'll give you some of my strength. Since you recognize that, I'm going to give you some of my strength. All right, by permission, I'm going to pronounce something on you. I declare that whatsoever you do prospers life on you. You got to follow suit now. You got to follow suit. You got to follow suit. That's why I'm teaching you how to set yourself apart, how to live a sanctified life. A sanctified life is a representation of God on earth. The spirit of holiness empowered Jesus to have dominion over sin. Sanctification is only possible by the operation of the Spirit of God. All right, let me tell you, it's not about 9 minutes, let me tell you some reason. Sit down. Whew. You feel that? Huh? God present in here. You listening? You leave here with a brand new bag. A bag that attract the blessings of God everywhere you go. Want me to tell you what else I'm hearing? The bell is ringing, shouting your name. There's a supernatural bell ringing, and the angels are shouting your name. I never heard that before. There's a supernatural bell ringing, and the angels are shouting your name. Follow through. Follow through. Follow through. God did not pronounce that on you for nothing. Go run and get that big bell out of my office. The bell is ringing and the angels are shouting your name. What? What? The bell is ringing and the angels are shouting your name. Ring the doggone bell, ring it. The bell is ringing, listen to me. The angels are shouting your name. You have come to your day. This is a day that the Lord has made. This is your day. Tell somebody, this is my day. Tell somebody. All your prayer, all your praise, all your confession, all your worship come in one place today. This is your day. Somebody shout in here. Everything you've asked for, God is about to give it to you. Everything you believe in for, God about to give it to you. This is your day. Tell somebody it's your day. Tell somebody it's my day. Your healing. Your longevity. Your happiness. Your joy. Your peace. Your health. Your money. Your riches. Your wealth. Your prosperity. Turn around three times and tell somebody it's my day. Hey, it's my day. I feel the Holy Ghost. It's my day. Hey, that's why I'm here. This is my day. Every prayer being answered, every confession being answered, every decree being answered, every demand being answered, every declaration being answered. Right now, this is my day. I've been going to church for a long time. I've sung many songs, but God dug it, the day has arrived. My sin wasn't in vain. My praying wasn't in vain. My going to church wasn't in vain. I hit my day today. Oh, I feel alive rising up on the inside of me. I feel like a lion. I'm not no longer just a sheep. I'm not just a lamb, but I'm a lion riding in the tribe of Judah. Glory! Nothing and nobody will hold me back no more. My holding back days are over. Nothing gonna trap me no more. My trapping days are over. Nothing gonna stop me no more. My stopping days are over. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. The fire is lit and I'm not gonna put it out. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm a living resurrection power. I'm not going to live a regular life no more. I'm going to live in the spirit of holiness, the spirit of sanctification, the spirit of righteousness, the spirit of love, the spirit of faith, the spirit of forgiveness. I'm going to live the God kind of life. I'm going to walk it. I'm gonna talk it. I'm gonna give it and I'm gonna receive it. I'm telling you, I'm blessed. Tell somebody you're blessed. Tell somebody you're blessed. I'm a blessing going somewhere to happen. The goodness of God is rising up on the inside of me. The blessing of God is rising up on the inside of me. The greater one is rising up on the inside of me. Yeah, the greater one. The greater one is rising up on the inside of me. I'm not taking that mess no more. I'm not going down, I'm going up. I'm not losing, I'm winning. I'm victorious in Christ. The power of the cross is on my life. I'm blessed now. I'll be blessed later. I'm blessed all the time. I don't care what's going on. I declare I'm blessed. I don't care what's not going right. I declare I'm blessed. I'm blessed right now. I'm blessed right now. The fight is over. I've already won. I say the fight is over. I've already won. I'm just gonna skip on away here now. I'm gonna skip in the spirit. I'm gonna skip because I got the victory. I'm skipping in the victory. I said I'm skipping in the victory. I'm skipping in the victory. The glory of God. The glory of God on me. I got resurrection power. I'm skipping in the victory. I'm skipping because I'm alive. I'm skipping. I'm sanctified. I'm holy. The spirit. Hey!